Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which is a song that became synonymous with the NHS workers over the last couple of years. My name is Connor Phillips and you're listening to highlights from a very special event which took place at the Waterfront Hall last night. This is the Belfast Mixtape, Songs from Lockdown. The Ulster Orchestra, alongside some of our favourite singers and bands from this part of the world. It's a 2-hour radio show of joy, happiness, of reflection and celebrating some of the most amazing people. And towards the end, you will actually hear the key workers and indeed those people who helped us through get the freedom of the city of Belfast. Do you remember during lockdown there was one song?
My name is Nicole and I am a children's nurse in children's haematology in Belfast. When the pandemic first hit, my mum and I realised that it wasn't realistic to be staying together. My mum is an intensive care nurse, so she would be directly looking after COVID patients, and myself, as a haematology nurse, I would be looking after immunosuppressed patients. I couldn't risk giving my patients COVID. My mum didn't want to risk giving me COVID either. So we took to separate households to live for the main part of the pandemic. It still is tough to be a nurse, but did I ever question whether I still wanted to be a nurse? No. The song that I have chosen is Ryan McMullen's Belfast City. It has been a favourite song of mine for the last few years. We'll have a night out in
Belfast City, all right. So that was Nicole, who picked Ryan McMullen as the song she wanted to hear for her Belfast mixtape. Now, because she's a massive fan of Ryan, I knew where Ryan was last evening. We knew Nicole was in the building as well. So what we did is we set up that Nicole actually got to meet Ryan McMullen before the show.
Whenever I was picking the songs at the time, I really had to think back about what songs I actually was listening to at the time. And I remember listening to your song in the shower, actually.
Right, okay.
I would have heard it played at the Belfast Giants in the intro. So it was just something that I wanted to keep playing and keep remembering about the good times that we used to have.
That's also a pretty cool thing. Every time they skate out, they play at the Belfast City. It's just surreal.
Yeah, and it was such like an emotive song that they played as well. So it really stuck with me.
But when you hear it with the orchestra, it's really like... Yeah. For me anyway, it's very overwhelming to just hear, like, once it really kicks in, you're just like, whoa. We'll have a night out in Belfast City. We'll have a night out in Belfast City.
We'll have a night out in Belfast City, all right.
I love my job. I can wholeheartedly say being a nurse and becoming a nurse has been the best decision. I changed careers, so I got into nursing because I wasn't happy with the job that I was in. I wanted to have something with job satisfaction.
I thought about COVID and I thought about statistics and I thought about work. It was just too much. It just required too much thought because every day was so different and brought new challenges. The music I listened to brought me comfort. We had to take our little joys and really hold on to them.
The song One Day Like This by Elbow reminds me of the pandemic. It was really a balmy summer. So when you're driving around from house to house, we had the blessing of being in our car. So the song is about opening up your windows and letting the sun shine through. So when you go from place to place, from house to house, and just having that sun shining through and the fresh air wafting through the window, one day like this, and just about sunshine.
So last night at the Waterfront Hall, I had the privilege of meeting a lot of the people from the Belfast Trusts choir. So what they did during lockdown, and indeed just after lockdown, is they got together with some of their members, they got together with vocalist Fearna, and they created their own piece of music. They created their own piece of history, and they created their own piece of entertainment that absolutely made the hairs in the back of my neck stand up last night. Before we hear the track, here's a little bit about how it was written.
For the verses, and then in the choruses. I'm not at home here by myself. So I'm a singer-songwriter, and I go by the name of Fearna.
And then it's just the same again.
Yeah. I've been matched with Open Arts, and we've just been working together over the last few weeks talking about what they have been through, and I've been working away in the background trying to turn it into something they can perform at the end of the 10 weeks.
You were experimenting, which is great. That's what we want.
Yes, I'm Andrea, and this is my guide dog, Debbie. I'm really enjoying the experience. We're here to talk about the pandemic, but not just about the negatives, but about the positives that also happened.
So what do people think they have of that last line?
I thank the walls for sanctuary.
Or what about, I thank the walls for sanctuary.
Ooh,
so extending,
yes.
The...
Tonight, we were going over some of the lyrics which we had prepared last week.
So ready? 3, 4.
Too close to home.
Let's hear another testimony from one of our key workers and another song request.
My name is Mark Lee. I am a nurse in the Belfast Trust. My job during the pandemic was to work as a nurse in the vaccination centre based at the Royal Victoria Hospital. Special needs schools were considered high priority for vaccinations, primarily some of the most vulnerable people in the community. The people are about to be vaccinated, they don't particularly like having needles near them. But we always try and make things as comfortable as possible for any of our patients or clients. The song Never Enough from The Greatest Showman, it makes me think back to that day at Harberton when we were vaccinating the younger population. And one particular parent came into our room prior to her child coming in and had said that her son may become quite anxious about the vaccine, which again, we totally understood. Mum had suggested that she would play a bit of music to try and ease his anxiety. When he came in, we kind of straight away kind of thought he's a bit larger in life, this young man. So he came in carrying a black cane, and Mum proceeded then to play the tune from The Greatest Showman. And kind of what happened next then kind of blew all of our minds. The child then began singing the song and doing all the actions to the movie as to what The Greatest Showman and Hugh Jackman had done at the time, whilst using his cane to sort of replicate the movements. He also had all the nurses up dancing. He had Mum up dancing. By the end of the song, we were singing and dancing along with the child. He then was quite happy to get his vaccine, and we proceeded with the procedure, and he was absolutely fabulous. When I think of the song Never Enough from The Greatest Showman, I think back to that day at Harberton, where we were able to vaccinate a young man who would not only give us joy, but we had hoped that we would give him and his family joy to be able to move through the pandemic. I think back that day and think it was music for the soul, and it was probably one of the greatest days that I had during the vaccination campaign. As nurses, what we wanted to do was give people hope. We were going to get through this together. This is the greatest show.
Mark Lee and his remarkable encounter with a young fan of The Greatest Showman. Cue this performance from Brooke Scullion singing from the soundtrack, This Is Never Enough.
I'm trying to hold my breath, let it stay this way, can't let this moment end. You set off a dream with me, getting loud now, can you hear it echoing?
That was Foy Vance and Time Stands Still. Now, in a moment, we're going to throw you a bit of a curveball. To celebrate 30 years of the existence of English dance duo Orbital, they invited Belfast producer and legend David Holmes to remix one of their most loved tracks, which just happens to be called Belfast. Working with Michael Keeney, David has arranged a version of Belfast for the Ulster Orchestra. Before we hear that, let's hear from Paul Hartnell, a very flattered member of Orbital. And first in attendance last night was a nurse called Ali, who actually added this track to the mixtape in the first place.
Hey everyone, my name's Ali. I'm a nurse in Belfast and I've come down for the big gig tonight in the Waterfront Hall. Just arrived in. People starting to take their seats, really looking forward to a great night tonight. I had been contacted about picking a track specifically that I'd been listening to during lockdown, and I chose Orbital's Belfast, and I've loved it for so long. So I was coming home after a night shift during COVID and stopped actually beside this building, saw the most wonderful sunrise, and it just completely reminded me of Orbital's Belfast, just the way the tune goes. And I ended up cycling home, big stupid smile on my face, listening to Belfast. It was wonderful. We were actually working in what we call the Nightingale in the Belfast City Hospital. So there kind of wasn't the atmosphere, unfortunately, for music. Generally out in the tea room, you know, you'd throw the headphones in, trying to get your head showered, listen to something you really liked, and definitely music blasting while cycling home. But unfortunately, just not while we were in work. So I've chosen Belfast by Orbital. And tonight, I think it's going to be a remix version by David Holmes. And I hope everyone here enjoys it.
Hello, I'm Paul Hartnell from Orbital, and the track of ours, one of our oldest tracks called Belfast, was actually named because David Holmes got us to come over and do a gig, the Art College, back in 1990. We had a fantastic gig, and when we left, he said, oh, have you got any demo tape? I had a tape with two tracks on it, and I gave it to him, and he rung me up 2 weeks later and said, oh God, we all love that second track. And that was what was about to become Belfast. You know, we decided to name it that because we'd had such a lovely time in Belfast, and the track was really warm and cuddly and felt, it just felt like it reflected our experience there, and the fact that all these people, all these ravers from Belfast, were loving the track, and it just came together. So we named it Belfast in homage to the fantastic, lovely time we'd had. Well, when we decided to celebrate 30 years of Orbital, which is now 30-something after the pandemic and all the delays we had with the album, we decided to get some remixes done. So first on my list, of course, was I thought, right, this has to go full circle. I've got to get David Holmes now to remix Belfast. and do his version of it. You know, we cajoled him and made him fit it in between scores and things like that, and he did a fantastic job. And interestingly, when we gave him the original demo, it didn't have the vocal on it. And when he remixed it, he removed the vocal as well. It's almost like he went back to portraying it as he remembered that original demo. So, it was fantastic the way it came full circle. Obviously, big shout out to Ali for picking this track. You know, I believe he used to listen to it on his way into work during the whole pandemic. And hopefully it was of some comfort to him, you know, which is, you know, just fantastic to think that this track 30 years on, its sort of warming nature is still helping someone in Belfast get through a hard time. That to me is fantastic. It brings a tear to my eye, you know, as did listening to the performance.
Now, we are going to hear Everlasting Love in a moment, a song that was featured in the movie Belfast and was very important for some people during lockdown. Performed by Siobhan Brown and featuring Steve Ellis, who originally sang the track with Love Affair on its release in 1967. Before that, here's what happened when the Lord Mayor took to the stage last night.
Good evening, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. In May 2020, as we approach the end of the first lockdown, Belfast City Council agreed to award the freedom of the city to the healthcare workers and all those working tirelessly on the front line to care for vulnerable citizens during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Hi everybody, I'm Ken Branagh, and I just wanted to say congratulations and thank you. What an amazing honour, the freedom of the city given to a group of people. I can't imagine anybody more deserving than the healthcare workers, the frontline workers of this amazing city, who in this extraordinary time of challenge across these last couple of years have...
Tonight, we also remember those who are sadly no longer with us.
My name is Jim McLean. I'm an Assistant Admin Services Manager for Family and Childcare within the Belfast Trust. I chose the Parting Glass because it's a song very close to my heart. It's a very evocative song. It's a song about farewell. But as well as that, it evokes memories, and that's very important for me. Looking back at the pandemic and what we've been through over the last few years, all the staff within the health service, all the key workers, everybody that's lost people over this pandemic, I just feel that it's a song that evokes all of that, all people. And I think anybody listening to that song and listening to the words of that song will be able to identify it.
To play us out, the Ulster Orchestra and the Belfast Trust Here For You Staff Choir, this is You'll Never Walk Alone.
And